Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and of course, good spirits. As usual, here in the Zurian Show, we try to talk about topics that are going to be entertaining and things in which you're going to learn from, and actually we have learned from, and hopefully we're learning a little bit more every day. Today's show is Please Stop Acting Like You're Living a Curse, and understand that you're living in a paradise. Understand that the world is full of opportunities, and those opportunities are plentiful for all of us. All we have to do is open our minds, our hearts, and our ears and be receptive to all of the positive things that can happen in our lives and all of the positive things that will happen in our lives if we give ourselves a chance. A lot of people that live in this world have a tendency to become naysayers. They look for the negativity instead of the positiveness in the world. They look at the things that don't work over the things that do work. They don't look at the great things that are happening in their lives. They're looking at all of the things in their lives that have gone wrong again and again and again. So please understand, just the fact that you're living, just the fact that you're here right now is a miracle. And to be here at this time in life or this time in the world at the greatest time ever in the existence of human mankind is also a blessing. It's also a gift. So we all need to be thankful for each and everything that we get and each and everything that's presented to us, because every opportunity is what? It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for us to better ourselves and to move forward as we live in this place we call the world and as we go through this thing in our life called what? Life. So stop looking at life as if it isn't a gift. Life is a gift. And the fact that you're here and the fact that you're here now means that you're being given the most wonderful and amazing gift on the planet, and that is the gift of life. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with any of us except the things that we make wrong, except the things that we bring up or the garbage that we bring into our world. No human being on this earth is perfect. And man is subject to fail. That means that things are going to happen that aren't going to be perfect. That means that things that are going to happen that are not going to fall into the regular spectrum of how we would like them to be. The sad part about that is that most of us, through our perceptions, we've created that drama. We've created those problems. We've created the problems in which we are presently experiencing. And a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that they set it up. But if you really look at it, and you look at it with an open mind, an open heart, and you see things as they are, you see that most of us are constantly self-sabotaging ourselves. We're constantly setting ourselves up to fail by doing things that create that failure. We're doing things that put us in a position where we can't win by choice, where we could easily win if we would actually take into consideration the things that we really want out of our lives and stop settling for things that are less. However, understand that in that not settling for things that aren't less, that means that you also have to step up and live to your true you. You also have to give your 110%. You can't expect people to give their 100% and then you're going to give your 100% and then you're going to give your 50% and then you'll have 150. No, what's going to end up happening is the two of you are only going to get 50%. Why? Because that person that's giving 100% is realizing that you're only giving 50%. So what are they going to do? They're going to start regressing. So now their 100% is going to turn into basically the equivalent of zero. Plus that, remember, too, we're talking about their perception. Their perception may be that they're giving 100%, knowing in truth that they're not giving 100%, but in their mind feeling that they are because of the damaged goods that they have, the other relationships that they haven't let go, they've brought into their present relationship, which is now a new relationship, and that person who they're dealing with now is somebody that has absolutely nothing to do with their past failures or their past successes, but they're still bringing that other relationship into their existing relationship. They're still bringing that toxicity into their existing relationship. They're still doing things that are totally negative to the things that could be positive that are going on in their lives. So what are they doing? They're self-sabotaging themselves. They're setting themselves up to fail because of the fact that they're not giving that 100%. They're not giving their all. They're not doing the things necessary to prove what they want the other person to prove to them. In life, ladies and gentlemen, you have to give 100%. This heaven, this paradise, is just that. It is heaven. It is paradise. However, most of us bring our own hell with us. We bring our own issues with us. We bring our own hang-ups with us. We bring our own self-talk. And that self-talk is very detrimental to you growing and becoming the individual that you want to become, and to you growing and creating the relationships that you want to bring into your life. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about perception, and I was telling them that your perception is your reality. However, that doesn't mean that your reality is real. It's just real to you. Every now and then, we have to step back from the table. In today's show, there's actually a quote or a Zen quote that has been around for a very long time, and I just kind of stole a portion of it. And it talks about the two monks that are on their walk for the, you know, going to the other monastery. These two monks are going on a walk. They're both in a monastery, and they're trying to get from one monastery to the other monastery. Well, what ends up happening is, as the two are walking, they're also doing their vow of silence. Well, while they're doing their vow of silence, they're not supposed to talk. They're not supposed to really have any interaction with anybody else. However, as the two gentlemen are walking, the two monks are walking, and they're not talking or interacting with anybody, they come across a young lady. And the story's there, but we're going to tell it anyway. And as they come across this young lady, the young lady goes to them, and she asks for help. When the lady asks for help, she needs to get across the stream. So she goes to the two monks, and she says, could either of you help me to get across the stream? The stream is too powerful. They can't get across the stream. She can't get across the stream without the help of someone else. So what ends up happening is the one monk, both monks listen to her, and then one monk, the actual older monk, he stops. He grabs the woman, grabs her bags and everything else, her packages, and he carries her from one side of the stream to the other side of the stream. Well, he picks her up right at the beginning of the stream, and he drops her off right on the other side. So as he gets to the other side, he lets the woman down. As he lets the woman down, he gives her her bags. He still doesn't say anything. He doesn't violate his vow of silence. He puts the bags down, and he continues on his walk. Basically, he never lost a stride in this entire occurrence. So the two monks continue their walk. And as they're walking to get to the monastery, they get there, they put their bags down, they refresh themselves, they do whatever it is that they need to do. Well, then at the time that it's time for them to break their vow of silence, now they can actually talk. The young monk comes up to the older monk and goes, I cannot believe you did that. You broke your vow of silence. You dealt with that lady. It specifically says that we're not supposed to have any interactions with any other human beings. However, you broke your vow of silence. And how did you break your vow of silence? You did it by when you picked that woman up and you took her and brought her from one end of the stream to the other. So the other monk, the older monk, looks at the young man and he goes, hmm. So then finally, the young man is so upset he's going to report him or he's going to do whatever he needs to do. And the old monk looks at him and he says, you know what, there's a real problem with what you want to do. And the younger monk goes, what do you mean there's a problem? You know, and again, this is my version of it. But the older monk says, here's the difference between me and you. He said, I carried the woman across the stream, and I put her down. After I did my deed, I let it go. He said, however, you carried her with us halfway through the journey. So which one really interacted with her? The one that didn't help her and didn't do a good service, he actually had the lady on his mind when he was supposed to be contemplating other things for hours. Over the other monk who just picked her up, got her across the stream, did not say a word to her, didn't even acknowledge her. He had just done a good deed by his action. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's how most of us are. We talk, talk, talk. We make a lot of noise. We're saying nothing. We listen to people and we add stuff to the conversation. We turn something that isn't an argument into an argument. We turn something that isn't meant to be cross to us or isn't meant to put us out or inconvenience us, we put all the other trash behind it. We associate it with other things that have absolutely nothing to do. We take the message and we turn the message around into, no, this is what they really mean. Oh, what are you trying to say? Instead of just asking the person, what is your intention? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to do? We again bring our past life into our present. And then what that ends up doing is it sabotages our future. How does it sabotage our future? It sabotages our future because we are contaminating our present with negativity. And then that negativity now does what? It's like a virus. It grows. Now you've created a relationship where there isn't any trust. Now you've created a relationship where you can't communicate with another human being. Or there is a distrust when there shouldn't have been any distrust. Again, we all walk by the gates of God, so to speak, and it's really not so to speak, we do. However, remember something too. Every action that you do and every reaction that you do, even though the world may not know it, you know it. Every negativity that comes out of your mouth, it not only comes out of your mouth, it goes into your ears and repercolates back around your brain. It's just like what I say when I do the show. When I do the show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sharing insight. I am not a psychologist. I am not a sociologist. I am not any type of, in the sense of being able to, you know, help people with their problems or issues. However, I am a human being. I would have to be blind, crippled, and crazy to not see the injustices that go on a regular basis. I would have to be blind, crippled, crazy, and insane to not see the wrongs that people do to themselves and how people will take a molehill and make that molehill into Mount Everest or create a crater that's so deep they can't dig themselves out of or try to blame the world for the misfortunes in their lives that they've created, that they've constructed, for the intricate weavery of strands that they've put together so tightly and so compactly that a bullet couldn't get through them. It's the equivalent of the mesh on a bulletproof vest because they've created all of this negativity and then taken that negativity and now they're blaming the world for things that the world has nothing to do with. The world didn't tell you to date the loser. The world didn't tell you to give the loser your money. The world didn't tell you to take a job that you knew wasn't right for you. The world didn't tell you to live in a place that you knew you shouldn't have lived in or couldn't afford to live in. The world didn't tell you to take on responsibilities that you never believed in your mind that you could have faced. However, you probably could have faced them. You probably could have dealt with those particular problems or situations if you had looked at it in an objective stance, if you had given it your all, if you hadn't given up before you tried. I have a young man that I teach, you know, and one of his major problems is that he gives up before he even starts. So the eventuality of him losing is almost imminent. And the reason that it's imminent is because he's already set up in his mind that he's going to lose. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see it, when there's an accident, if you're not going to help, get out of the way. Too many people are rubberneckers of life. They're constantly looking back. They're constantly getting involved, but they never truly get involved. They never truly get engaged. They're never really in the situation. What are they in? They're just in the room. They're just taking up space. They don't plan to be of service. They just plan to watch somebody else do the work. Well, guess what? Givers gain, and you've heard this out of me before. Being loud and saying nothing is still saying what? Nothing. The only thing is that you're being loud and obnoxious. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is your oyster. It truly is. And there are hundreds and thousands and millions of pearls waiting to be plucked, waiting to be pulled. There are shells that have gifts in it that are beyond your belief and mind, but you have to believe that you deserve them. You have to be willing to take a chance. You have to be willing to look at yourself and say, okay, what am I doing to make this work? What can I do to make this work? You also need to trust people and give. Now, I'm not saying give to the point to where you're starving. I'm not saying give to the point to where you can't win or that you're constantly giving and nobody is giving back. You also need to create and understand that there needs to be a balance. Again, in a relationship, both people have to give 100%, okay? Because for every percentage that you don't give, you're taking away 3 to 5 to 10 times that. So you cannot not give. If you're holding back 1%, that person is going to believe that you're holding back 10%. If you're holding back 50%, that person is going to believe that you're holding back 100%. You're not going to gain their trust. You're not going to gain their cooperation. You're not going to have a person that you can have a relationship with, be it a professional relationship, an emotional relationship, or any of those other things. So life is built on what? The only thing that any of us truly has is our word. You know, I hear people all the time tell me about time management. There is no such thing as time management. Why? Because you can't manage time. Okay, I have people tell me they're going to, that they live on someday. Well, guess what? As this one young lady that I talked to, I can't think of her name, but she's a great speaker, said too many people live in someday I'll. Someday I'll go back to school. Someday I'll find a good relationship. Someday I'll take a trip. Someday I'll get on a plane. Someday I'll get my motorcycle license. There's too many people in the world that live in someday aisle, and from someday aisle, they end up living on nowhere lane. Why? Because they're going nowhere. They're getting nowhere. They're not growing. They're not developing. They're not trying to stimulate not only themselves, but others around them. They're not nurturing people and helping other people grow, and in essence, they end up growing. How do they grow? Because as they step outside of their box, they help other people realize that they can step outside of theirs. And they create a network of individuals that are now thinking alike, that are positive, that are taking the necessary steps above and beyond what the call of duty is and giving of themselves. And then as other people see them giving, they in turn give. There's a commercial, I believe it's a commercial that's about insurance, and it talks about how there's this lady, well, it shows that there's this lady in front of a bus getting ready to get hit by a bus, and this young man getting ready to get hit by a bus, and this lady that's standing there, different race, different sex, gender, all of that, she pulls the gentleman back. So guess what? The bus doesn't hit him. Well, somebody else observes that, and they help somebody else, and somebody else observes that, and they help somebody else. But what happens is that creates a flow. That creates an interaction between these people and other people where they see somebody do something and then they take action, and it becomes almost viral. It becomes to the point to where each person, whether they know the person or they have anything to gain, they're helping each other. They're growing. They're developing. They're making themselves better people by finding that there is goodness within them. So for all of you that are listening to the show today, please understand that we live in a paradise. You already live in a heaven. Stop trying to make everybody else believe that you live in hell. Stop worrying about what other people think, because if you knew how much those people didn't give a rat's tail about you, you'd stop caring about what those people think. You'd stop trying to impress people that don't deserve to be impressed by you. You'd stop doing things that bring you pain, things that are negative, negativity into your life. Again, you've heard me say this too, remove the toxic people from your life. Remove them from your purview. If you've got people that aren't willing to help you grow and you're not willing to help them grow, how about you just delete them from your mental, emotional, and physical database and find people that are going to help you become a better you? Every human being is in possession of greatness. Every human being has the ability to be everything that they want to be and things that they can't even fathom themselves being right now. Everybody has these gifts. But if you don't step out there, if you don't share your gifts, if you don't share your love, your concern, your intelligence, if you're quiet and you let things happen and you don't step up, then guess what? You're just as at fault as the people that don't do anything. Again, if you have knowledge to share, you have knowledge to share. Knowledge that is not used is what? It's nothing. Experience that is not used and not shared is what? It's nothing. Why? Because it's gone on deaf ears because nobody opened their mouth. You see a problem, let somebody know that there's a problem. You see something that needs to be corrected, correct it. You see somebody that needs help, help them. Why? Because hopefully, or not hopefully, if you give 10, you'll get 20 back. If you give 20, you'll get 40 back. If you give 40, you'll get 80 back. If you give 100%, you'll eventually get 100% back. And again, don't expect anything back. Understand that just you giving has already given you 100% back in the sense that you've given. You know what you did. Again, the person that you carry with you every day, the person who sees and knows every single thing that you do, no matter the time, the day, the location, in the bathroom, on the toilet, in the gym, in the bedroom, in the work office, at the restaurant, that there's one person that always sees and always knows where your true heart is and where your true intentions are. That person is you. So we live in a paradise. We live in a world where we can have anything and everything that we want if we'll just apply ourselves. We can have anything and everything we want if we just take the steps necessary and do them again and again and again and again. As we get better at it, we'll get quicker at it, and it'll also take us less time. You want to create it to where it becomes a habit in your life, to where the joy that you experience each and every day is not an accident. It's a routine, and that routine is bringing you the joy, bringing you the happiness, and bringing you all of the things that you want, and some things that you didn't even know that you wanted, some things that you didn't even know existed, some things that you didn't even know were out there for you. Understand, you're in the middle of a smorgasbord, or what is it? One young lady said that life is a smorgasbord, yet most poor Slavs are starving to death. And why are they starving to death? Because they're not seeing the flowers for the trees. They're not looking and seeing the big picture that's out there. They're so myopic in their views. They're so close to whatever it is that's bothering them, whatever is on their mind, whatever issue that has, you know, come up in their lives, that they're missing the fact that there's golden nuggets, there's platinum, there's gold, there's minerals, all right? There's gold in them there hills. You know, they think they're in the desert in their mind, but in reality, they're a hand's reach away from pure, crystal, clear water. And why is that? Because in their mind, they can't let the negativity go. So they bring the desert with them. And in some cases, they bring the devil with them. But either way, you have to decide what it is that you want to do and what you want out of your life. And then you need to go after it with a passion. You need to go after it with a vengeance. You need to go after it like you've never gone after anything before. And once you reach that goal, once you've made that success, you need to go after the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. And each time that you do it, you need to share that information and bring other people with you and create your own incorporation. You know, as somebody said, you are a brand of you. You are You Inc. That's actually very true. Each one of us is You Inc. Each one of us is unique. There's no two of us that are exactly alike, not even exact twins. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. I am grateful, as always, that you allow me to share some of your time with you, and I hope that you share the show with other people and that everybody gets something from it. Again, find a balance in your life and understand that that balance is going to take adjustments every 5 seconds. It's going to take constant corrections every few seconds, and that it's never going to be a perfectly straight course to anything that has to do with success. Understand that there's constant adjustment, and that's just the way life is. But as you adjust, you learn. And as you learn, you actually move forward. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and I want to thank you guys for listening. As always, I am truly thankful that you give me your time and that you allow me to share this time with you, because it means a lot to me. Again, take care and be well.